Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. Go check out my website at theroofershow.com. You get some strategies, tips, and a free download that will get you out on a two-week vacation this summer. Now, it's not a travel website, but too many contractors I talk to, hey, when's the last time you took a two-week vacation? Well, I couldn't do that because my business would just fall apart without me, and that is no way to run a business. So I've got a free download that you'll want to check out, and that will show you how to set up your business to run without you, because if your business only relies on you, you'll never get out of this day-to-day, the treadmill, wearing all those hats. It's crazy. It's no way to run a business. So go check out my free download and pick that up. And if it's something that you're interested in, you want to get more information, I do one-on-one coaching, and you can go to my coaching page, click the big button. We can book a 30, 45-minute appointment. We'll get on the phone, talk about your business. I'll give you a few tips on my experience, and we'll see what's going on, see if I can help you. Well, today I've got another great show. I know, what a shocker. But this is part two of 5 ways to increase your profits on every job. And I've got Diane Gilson back. And as you know, Diane is my go-to financial expert when it comes to QuickBooks, anything financial. Again, I always talk about the three-legged stool. It is how business works. You've got to sell work, you've got to do work, and you've got to keep score. So when it comes to keeping score, the bookkeeping, accounting, the numbers end, I always go to Diane, and she has got all the answers. And Diane, I've talked about this before, Diane is in a mastermind group with me. We've got 10 construction consultants that do coaching. They help their contractors. Diane's in financial. We've got website guys. We've got, it's a great group. And every year for, it's been 5 years that I've been in the group, we go on a retreat and we'll go to some city for, a couple of days. We all hang out there. It is great. I love doing this, and we get so much out of it because everybody there is so much smarter than I am. I'll tell you, I learn so much from these guys, and it's a great group, and I recommend everybody should be in a mastermind peer group with other, in your case, contractors from non-competing areas. You get together, you learn so much, you help each other out, and it's this big collaboration. I love it. So this is something that, and something that I'm doing is putting together peer groups, masterminds, round tables, whatever you want to call them. But bottom line, I mean, I did this for 20 years in my business. And you get a group of contractors that are in similar, really kind of similar positions. Maybe it's all residential guys, or maybe it's all commercial guys doing somewhat of the same volume, because you've all shared the same experiences. You're all at the same point in your business. And so what we did, going back in the old days where we would fly into a host city. So everybody would, host the group in whatever city they were in. We'd go down to their office and their operation. We'd go out to some jobs, see what's going on. And we would all learn so much. But I'll tell you, you know, I had a good sized company. So all of these contractors were pretty large, very profitable. So we could afford to fly into the cities, hotels, hire a facilitator, this whole deal. And it's a lot of money. It's really expensive. But now we've got the advantage of getting on a Zoom call and banging this thing out. And everybody learned so much. And this is what we did just a few days ago that I talk about with Diane, this consultants group that I'm in. And we just got on Zoom. This is the first, you know, you got to make it happen, right? And these guys did. We all did. We got together 8 hours a day for 2 days. We grind this thing out. It's fantastic. Everybody gets on a hot seat, and you get on the hot seat, and everybody asks you questions about your business, and you can ask questions of the other participants. It's a great thing. So anyway, if this is something you're interested in, get in touch with me, because I'm putting together these groups. Always been involved with these. So if there's trying to set up the right contractors with the right groups is really what it's all about. Meet once a month on Zoom. You know, and here's the topic of the month, for instance, we do sometimes. So anyway, it's great. If you're interested in that, get in touch with me. Just go to theroofercoach.com and click on the button. Let's get on a call and we can talk about it if you're interested. All right. Well, moving right along, if you didn't listen to last week's show, go back and check that out, because that's part one of two parts. We're going to have part two today with Diane. And I'll tell you, this is the key to running a profitable business, what we're talking about here today. And this is something that you're not going to get from any other podcast, I'll tell you, because everybody's talking about growing that top line, how to sell more, how to get more leads, on and on and on. Well, there's more to it than that. And I'll tell you, I'm going to share an experience of what happened in my business, really turned the corner for us and made it successful. And this is also something that the contractors that I work with, so many of them struggle with it. When they come and see me, they are doing maybe, you know, residential, commercial, windows, basements, all these different types of work. And they're trying to be everything to everybody. And that is a real business killer, because I truly believe that the riches are in the niches. All right. I didn't make that up, but it's catchy. And it's true, because if you niche down to what you really do well, and you have to think about that, because in our case, we did commercial, we did residential roofing. So we'd do a, you know, little Mrs. Jones roof one day, and then we'd go out and do 500 squares the next day. And it just takes you a while to get in the momentum. So what happened was that when I hired a consultant, I've talked about this before, my coach, and this is going years back when I was struggling in my business. And the first thing that he did was, hey, where do you make your money? And I go, what do you mean? He says, well, you're doing residential, you're doing commercial. What's more profitable? I go, well, I have never broken it out before. So what we did first thing was we broke those out and we looked at the profitability of the business, not only the gross margin of each of the profit centers, or in my case, one of them was a loss center, but you look at that and also you look at the overhead associated with it. So in my case, residential work was, we just weren't making the margins that we did on our commercial work. Also, I found that the overhead was so much higher, that the administrative time, we had more callbacks, we had more screwing around, basically more supervision. And we looked at that and it was dragging down our, really where we were making our money. And we were doing about 50-50 in business. I'll tell you, we dropped that residential end of the business, changed our website around where we're commercial specialists, focused down on that. And I'll tell you, things just turned around and we really started making money. And we did commercial re-roofing and we focused on that. And out of that grew our service department where we are doing repair and maintenance on commercial properties. And that was huge. I mean, the margins were killer. And it really brought up the profitability of the business. And things just took off. You know, granted, we lost some of the volume, the top line, but the bottom line, and not only the gross profit, but we cut our overhead too. We didn't have to screw around with so many of these problems that we had, and we were able to focus this. So I didn't need the big, the complaint department anymore, for instance. So we were able to cut our overhead, cut our costs so that that net profit, basically the take home for everybody, was hitting it out of the park. So what does all this have to do with today's show? Well, it all comes down to job costing each of your jobs. Because if we didn't know that our residential jobs were not making the gross profit that our commercial was, we wouldn't have known that. And this is why we were able to pivot, because we did job costing. And it all comes down to understanding where you're making your money on your jobs. And this goes back to that download that I was talking about on my website at theroofershow.com, where it talks about the customer, okay? And that's one of the steps of this program. And one is what, who, where, and why of the customer. Well, the what is it that you do? What is it that you specialize, you want to be known for? The who is that ideal customer? Who's that customer that you wish you had 100 just like? The where do you find them? How do you get in touch with them? You know, comes down to your marketing. And the why, of course, is why would they choose you over your competition? Because what makes you different? What differentiates your business? So that's such an important step of this download. So you're going to want to go check that out, because it's really key to running more profitably. Because this show is all about, you know, how do you make more money and do less work? And that is improving your margins, and the way that you do that is by focusing on the right type of work, the right type of customer, and it's you're going to do it in less time. So you can sell $1 million and make a ton of money, or you can do $2 or $3 million, work your ass off, and make the same amount of money. Because you're scrambling, you're out of control, you don't have the time. So why do it the hard way? So that's what this show is going to talk about today, and I think it's a great one. But before we get into it with Diane, I just want to thank our sponsor, and that's Ruby Receptionists. You've heard me talk about Ruby before and what a great job they do as virtual receptionists. And they answer that phone. They answer it quickly with a professional, friendly receptionist. Because if you're answering your calls on your cell phone, for instance, you're in the middle of trying to make a deal, the phone's ringing, you're not paying attention to your customers, you're not getting the information, or if you roll it over in a voicemail, they are not going to leave a message because they don't think you're going to call them back. So this way with Ruby, they answer that call every time. They can text you the information if it's an important message. You set it up how you want. There's a Ruby app that is great. It helps you run your business, and you can focus on the things that you should be focused on, which is making sales, being in front of those customers with your focus. So, you know, really, this just tees up the sales. So you got to check these guys out. Go to callruby.com/roofershow. See what they're all about. Check it out. A lot of the contractors that I work with, they use them. It pays for itself. So go check those guys out. All right. Well, enough of all this. Let's get into our interview with Diane Gilson. We're going to talk about the five ways to increase your profits on every job. Part two. And the reason it's part two, because this is a little mini course that I did with Diane. And what I've done is just kind of cut out the fluff, cut to the chase. I've put this together. And it's some great information that we did in a course. So it's a little unedited, but it's great information. And this is really going to help you run a profitable business. And anybody that you have that's involved with the finance, the bookkeeping, any of the numbers, be sure you pass this on. And be sure you go get this download from Diane. It's a free download. It's really going to help you understand the value of job costing, how to run more profitably. And if you go to buildyournumbers.com/Dave, you get this download. There's four quick videos that you see, and it's great stuff. Just go check it out. Trust me, it's going to help you run a more profitable business. So let's get into our interview, our little course with Diane Gilson. Diane, welcome back for part three of our little mini course of the five ways to increase your profits on every job. Now, what are we going to get into today on our third part?
Okay, Dave. So today we're going to be talking about how to use job costing to spot and eliminate your low profit and loser jobs. And this sits kind of on top of or as a result of our first couple of topics, which were, first of all, reviewing your estimate versus actual reports to course correct during and after jobs. And then we covered how to locate and charge for lost or invisible costs on individual jobs. And the next thing we're going to be talking about today, and we're actually going to be talking about how to spot and eliminate your low profit and loser jobs. And then once we identify those, how we can figure out how to move our company in a direction where we're shifting into higher gross profit work. So let's just start out with some examples. So as to why this is such a powerful profit building tactic. And let's look at the fact that every loser job or low profit job is wiping out the exceptional profits that you could be making on another venture. So, for example, assume that you've got two jobs at an equal sales price. Okay, they're $50,000 each. And for one project, you earned a 25% gross profit margin of $12,500. Now, that's not an outstanding gross profit margin, but nevertheless, it's passable, decent, okay? So that earns you $12,500. But on the other same size job, you lost $5,000, which is a negative 10%. Okay, now, the result is that loser job, that $5,000 loss on your loser job reduces your overall gross profit down from $12,500 down to $7,500. Okay, positive 12.5, a negative 5 takes you to $7,500. Now that's pushed your gross profit margin down to 7.5% if you look at those two jobs. So instead of two jobs at 25% that would have given you $25,000 had they both been profitable, you're left with $7,500. Okay, so $25,000 versus $7,500, which of those would you rather have, Dave?
I was going to say, this is really kind of a typical situation also that I see too many contractors get into. But yeah, let's take the winners over the losers because, you know, unfortunately, we do have some of those losers, but we've got to identify them. And without job costing, we're not going to know which are winners and which are losers.
Exactly. And so when you identify that and you figure out how to replace projects that are losing money, or maybe they're only yielding minimal profits. So if they break even, on a job, you have to ask yourself, well, why did I even do it if I expended all that time and energy to get a job done and I didn't make any money? I might, you know, probably would have been more fun to go fishing or put your feet up on the couch, whatever. Okay.
We call it doing it for practice.
Yeah, exactly. So when you can replace those projects that are either losing money or only give you just minimal profits with jobs that achieve your gross profit targets, you're going to substantially increase your gross profit, right? We just illustrated that with the either you get to earn $25,000 or $7,500. Okay. That's going to make a big difference in your gross profit. So, and here I keep repeating this, but without selling more, hiring more people, or working harder. But that's true. It's learning how to handle your numbers to give you more money on your bottom line. All right. And then now let's take that to the next step. Okay. And this is our fourth why do job costing tip. And once you can see this information, why not shift your business mix, your overall business mix, to perform more of your higher profit work and less of your lower profit work? And I'm going to give you an example. And then, Dave, I'm going to have you take it away with some of your experience. Okay. So just as a for instance, if you use your job costing system to determine which types of work yield a higher gross profit, and if you're in a million-dollar company, for example, if half of your Type A jobs yield 25% gross profit and Type B jobs make up the other half of your work and they show an 11% gross profit, then your gross profit would be $180,000, so an average of 18%. Okay, and we're going to assume that both kinds of work require about the same amount of your time and energy. And what's going to happen if we can shift all of your work into the higher gross profit arena, okay, into that 25% gross profit area? Okay, now your gross profit becomes $250,000 rather than $180,000. Okay, that's an increase of $70,000. And that's just one way that you can use your job costing system to give yourself a raise. So, Dave, I know you've had experience in this area, so you may want to share that information.
Yeah, well, this is something that I talk about on the show, something that made the biggest difference in my business. It changed everything. I talk about when I brought on a coach finally to really see what was going on, because we were never really making the money that I wanted to. And by bringing in a coach, this is what really got us into job costing. Once we started doing job costing, and to go back, what we used to do, we would do a little of everything. We did residential, we did commercial, and it just all got blended in. And one of the first things that my coach came in and asked me, which is one of the first questions that I always ask my coaching clients, is, well, where do you make your money? And I'm like, I don't know. Well, we broke out the two, residential and commercial, as two profit centers. And it turns out that we were losing money on the residential work and we were making our money on the commercial. But the residential work was dragging us down. So the profits were just not where they should have been. So the next day, we just said, okay, no more residential. We're out of it. And boom, things just took off. And it changed our business, changed my life and the profitability. It was huge. And without job costing, we never would have known that. And there's too many contractors that I see that are doing, you know, some are doing windows, some are doing gutters, are doing basements. It's all over the place. And not only can some of these smaller areas, let's say we're doing 10-20% of our business over on this side, but it's just sucking all our time also in our costs. So this is really, to me, the most important thing about job costing that we learned and why you should do it, because you can really see where you're making your money and shift into that area where you really want to focus. And drop the lines that you're just not profitable about. And you're not going to know that until you start doing your job costing.
Right. And, you know, it's going to be different for everybody. It's going to depend on your community, and it's going to depend upon the expertise of your crew and a whole variety of things. And looking at your numbers will let you figure that out. And for instance, I just had roofing done fairly recently. And in the process of getting that new roof, I talked to the salesman and he said, well, you could get this kind of roofing or you could get that kind of roofing. And I ended up upgrading. Okay, so if you are tracking even some of that background information to see where are we making higher profits is and what materials are we selling, etc., it seems as though there are a number of ways that you could slice and dice that information to see what's going to yield the greatest profit margin for you. Still doing everything ethically and properly as it should be, but different people want different things. And if you can track how that profitability is running, that can make a big difference for you.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference in the profitability of the job. And this is why we should be upselling our products. We should be looking at ways that we can do. We can add ventilation. We can add skylights, upgrade our shingles. It makes a big difference. And you can really see this when you're doing job costing and why you want to turn that $10,000 job into an $11,000 or $12,000 job, because that extra $1,000 or $2,000, you can see by job costing how much additional profit on the job that you're making. And by pushing up your gross profit margins on the job, and that's what it's all about. It keeps coming back around to, you don't have to sell more work. You just need to improve your margins and keep working on your margins. You don't have to bring on additional people. You don't have to have additional risk. So that's what it's all about. Stop working harder. This is where we get into working smarter, and we can see the results of those efforts.
Exactly. And so this is a really good recap of these two items, a spot and eliminate your low profit and loser job, and then jobs, and then shift your business mix into higher gross profit work overall. And we can do that using QuickBooks, which is our area of expertise, by tracking using something called customer types. Okay. And each company that I've worked with that we talk about that type of thing has a little different view on how they want to track that, but it's definitely something that's not all that difficult to set up in the background in your job costing system. Today, we're going to talk about a couple of things using a combination, how you can combine these techniques to add 10% or more of your gross revenue to your gross profit. And what we've covered so far, just as a real quick recap, is using estimate versus actual reports to course correct as you are moving through a job or looking at them after the fact, how to locate and charge for lost or invisible costs, and how to spot and eliminate your low profit and loser jobs so that you can shift your business mix into higher gross profit work. So how does that all shake out? And that's what we're going to be talking about in this episode today. So what would a 10% gross profit increase look like for you? Now, I'm not talking about taking what you currently have on your gross profit line and adding 10%, but I'm talking about looking at what is your revenue stream and taking 10% of that and adding it to your gross profit. So, for example, what if you could change your gross profit from 13% to 23%? Or from 15% to 25%, or from 18% to 28%. You kind of get the idea, right? So if you've got, I'm going to just do the math for you, because if you're driving down the road and or biking along or jogging and listening to Dave's roofer show here, I'll just do the math for you. If you have $500,000 in gross sales, that 10% increase would add $50,000 to your pre-tax income. Or if you're in the $1 million gross revenue range, if so, it's going to add $100,000 to your pre-tax income. Or if you're a bigger company and have $10 million in gross sales, increasing your gross profit by 10% would add $1 million to your pre-tax income. So, and if you're somewhere between $1 million and $10 million, you can do the math just by saying, well, I'm $5 million, then you can just multiply that $100,000 for $1 million by your number of millions that you have in your revenue.
Regardless, we're starting to talk about some real money here.
Exactly. So, and you know, the other thing to remember is that this isn't just a one-time benefit, okay? These are annual recurring changes. So year after year, you're going to get this change in your income. So if you make the investment in putting in a job costing system internally and tracking your numbers, you're going to see this recurring year after year. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes if you're just talking dollars, it can look like just numbers on a page. But in fact, those dollars can make a big difference in your life. And I'm going to guess you could probably find something interesting to do with those extra funds and the extra time each year. So maybe you could buy that car or boat or plane that you've been looking at for years, or potentially invest some of it into your future via a retirement fund. Unfortunately, so many people in the construction arena don't set up their retirement funds ahead of time. Maybe you want to contribute to your favorite charity, or take your family on that luxury vacation, or pay off those outstanding debts that you've been carrying along for quite some time. So what you want to do, what your desires are, might be different than these particular things, but it's probably worth sitting down and figuring out what's on your vision list. Because those visions are worth keeping on the front burner. So many times business owners get so wrapped up in doing it, okay, to quote some other business consultants out there, and they forget why they even went into business in the first place. It's so easy to get caught up in that urgent part. In fact, if you can step back and learn how to run your company more profitably, that can help contribute to getting where you wanted to go when you started your company.
Well, you're right, Diane. This is what I see so often, is they're just on the hamster wheel day in, day out, and they really lose that vision, that destination of where they started off in business in the first place. And this is what running your business by the numbers can do for you, and what it's all about to actually running a business. You've got to have these numbers down. It's not that complicated. We've made it relatively simple, and hopefully, and I think you've explained it very well throughout this course, that it's just so important. And when you remind us that this is just not a one-time thing, but this is year after year after year, and in my case, you know, doing this for 30 years, we're starting to talk some real money here.
Exactly. So assuming that you have an adequate annual sales volume to start with, okay, and I'd say adequate annual sales volume, you're talking at least 600,000 to a million, you should be able to use your job costing to add that 10% of your total sales back into your profit by using this combination of things that we've been talking about. And all of that without selling anymore, hiring more people, or working harder.
Diane, this is one of the biggest mistakes that I see contractors making, is that they think it's all about selling more work. And they think they're going to get themselves to be profitable if they could only sell more. And this is a huge mistake, is if you can't make money at, say, $1 million, you're not going to make money at $5 million. All you're going to do is lose more money faster. And the way to do this, as we constantly talk about, is building this strong foundation. So if you're selling $1 million, and we can do this increasing our margin by 10%,
That is huge. We've got a profitable business. And from there, we can continue to grow. But if you don't have that strong foundation in running a profitable business by the numbers, just selling more is not going to help you. You're increasing your risk. You're having to buy more equipment. You're having to hire more people. And all you do is make less money.
You're so right about that, Dave. The best way to make a huge difference in your take-home pay is to follow these three steps first. Okay? Number one, use your job costing information to improve your production cost. Secondly, then figure out, now that you can see the information, figure out how to eliminate your lower profit work or your loser jobs. The third step is finally shift your work into your highest gross profit type of work. After you've done that, after you've accomplished a great, I might call it stellar profit margin, then you might want to take on a bit more volume, but very carefully, a step at a time. And you're always going to want to keep an eye on your gross profit dollars and on keeping your margin where it should be. So growing should be almost the last step in the process, and then it should be very carefully. Okay? Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. And to share one of the experiences that I had was, we were, 1 year, we had some huge growth. And what ended up happening was, and I talked about, hey, we're having to throw some extra bodies out there. We're running just out of control. And we could see that in our job costing, because we had a lot of slippage in our jobs where we weren't hitting our targets. We weren't making that gross profit that we needed to. And just running by the seat of our pants. And this is something that I see so many contractors doing when they talk about, you know, I've got more work than I can handle. Well, that's not necessarily a good thing, because and in our situation, what we ended up doing the following year, we actually scaled back about 10%, did less volume, but we ended up making more money. I put more money into my pocket that year than I did with that big sales increase. And this really shows you that you want to right size your company. It's not about just becoming bigger and bigger, like I hear so many contractors wanting to do. I've got to look at my top line numbers. Where no, it's all about the margin, and by working smarter. And this is what's going to give us the free time to do what we want to do. And this is what's so important, which is what so many contractors want, is that, hey, you're just working too many hours. I'm struggling here. And this is going to give you your free time back by running more profitably, having more control. And one of the key factors in doing this is it gives you the confidence to run your business profitably, to know where you should be, to understand where you need to be as far as, you know, you have that the joker that says, hey, you know, if you can knock off 10%, you can have the job. And generally we say, well, I don't know. Well, sure, we can probably do that. Well, if you're not job costing and you don't have control over your numbers, you don't know if you can take that or if you should walk away. But maybe you can take it and still have a profitable job. But this is what I think it's all about. Don't you, Diane?
Absolutely. It's about having that clear vision. I'm going to take it back to that front end analogy that we talked about when we first started, and we talked about the person that's driving down a back road in the dark without their headlights, not knowing where they're going, but they're going to get wherever they're going really fast until they run into the bridge being out in the middle of the night, as opposed to being able to plan out a trip. Let's say you're going from the East Coast to the West Coast and knowing, laying that map out in front of you, knowing where you're going, watching the road signs along the way so that you don't have to make too many side trips unless you run into some construction. But if you do, then you know how to get back on the path. So I think this the biggest ultimate bonus that we get out of all of this, it's our sixth topic that we're throwing in here as a bonus strategic benefit. And when you can track the kinds of work that create the best profits for your company, you can use that knowledge to make strategic and long-lasting changes in your company's business model. So, for instance, you might choose to scale down to fewer but consistently profitable jobs. So that's maybe where some of that extra time comes in that you were talking about, Dave. Or you might decide to grow your company after you achieve a better profit margin. Okay, but again, doing that strategically and with full knowledge of what you're doing. Okay, you might choose to focus on a favorite niche. As the saying goes, the riches are in the niches, or depending upon how you pronounce, if it's niche, you could say the riches are in the niches, okay?
That's
but
right.
Where you can benefit financially from your specialized knowledge or from a specific area that you have a lot of expertise in. So, for instance, you and I were talking, Dave, a little bit earlier about, for instance, in roofing, it might be that you focus on metal roofing, or I don't know, there, I'm sure that as a roofer, you have some ideas of areas where people could specialize.
Definitely. And we talk about that a lot. Okay. And I like the conversation we had about the metal, because that's often an overlooked opportunity where, you know, that could be a very profitable niche for you,
I know. I've looked it up before, and it just depends on who you are and where you're from as to which way you pronounce that. So at any rate, regardless of which approaches that you choose for your company and the strategic direction that you take, having a strategic direction is a huge benefit for you. And your job costing is going to provide you with a potent set, okay, of decision-making and profit-building tools. And the payback, as we've outlined in several different places throughout this series, that payback on your investment of setting up your system and having people in-house trained to give you that information that you need can be pretty impressive. And again, all of this without selling more or hiring more people or working harder.
And that, again, is what it's all about. So, Diane, this wraps up our course. This is some awesome information. I hope everybody takes this seriously and really jumps into getting your job costing down. And Diane, if they want to get more, learn more about this, learn more about your business, where should they go?
Okay, well, I'd like them to start with going out to buildyournumbers.com/Dave. And on that page, you're going to find four different videos that we've created to help you kind of recap some of what we've talked about here today, but we go into it in quite a bit more depth. And so those videos are going to be very helpful. And also in them, you'll learn more about how we help clients set up their own job costing systems through online training courses and so on. So that all that information is out there for you. You can also download, it's a quick read, the ebook called A Tale of Four Companies, and it will help you understand kind of the different levels of job costing that different companies may want to put into place. And I tried to make it a little bit entertaining. So I think you can skim through it pretty quickly. And so what we're about here at InfoPlus Accounting is to help company owners learn how to set up their own internal reporting system in QuickBooks desktop software so they can see which jobs are making money, which jobs are losing money. Because we know if you can get your hands on that critical job cost information, you can see where to modify your operations, and so you can become far more profitable.
Diane, that's some great information that you put out for our listeners, and I hope everybody goes to that page and checks it out at buildyournumbers.com/Dave. Some great downloads, some great videos there, worth checking out, give you some more in-depth information than what we did in this little short mini course. But Diane, thanks so much for helping me out with this and putting this out to our listeners. And we will see you soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me, Dave. I really appreciate it. And you're just doing a great job with the Roofer Show. You're providing so much valuable information in all these different aspects of how contractors can run more profitable companies.
Thanks, Diane. I really appreciate that. And we'll see you in our mastermind group coming up here in another couple of weeks. So thanks again.
Okay, great. Bye-bye now.
Well, that's it for our show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. If you have a minute, if you wouldn't mind leaving me a 5-star review, I would really appreciate it. We're up to about 110 5-star reviews. And like your business, if you don't ask for reviews, you're not going to get them. So if you get a chance, you can go down to the bottom of my show notes. There's a big button and it will take you to the iTunes page, or otherwise just go to iTunes podcast, scroll down and leave me a review if you wouldn't mind. If you're getting value out of this show, I would really appreciate it. And we'll see you next week on the Roofer Show.